Hello, everyone. This is Katie joining you guys today for Manna for Marriage. It's Thursday, May 28th, 2020. And I apologize that I am a minute late signing on. I'm sure, as most of everyone on this call, you know that it's a crazy time right now. So I'm back in North Carolina working remotely from my dad's house. I did fly for the first time this past weekend, and it was an amazing experience because it felt like I had the whole entire airport to myself. So that was pretty incredible. So thanking the Lord that I was able to fly, felt very, very safe, had my mask on, and everyone else did as well. So it was definitely a new experience in this new season that we are walking through right now. So I would love to know how all of you are faring throughout this pandemic time. My life, I wonder if you all feel the way that I feel, that there is absolutely nothing normal. I have visited my home in Florida twice now, which is so odd to visit my own home as I continue to work remotely from North Carolina because our office is still closed. So I do hope that you're all doing well. It's definitely been difficult for me to have any schedule, and I wonder if you guys are experiencing that as well, or some of you may have a lot of extra time that you don't even know what to do with. But for me, my schedule has been pretty crazy, so it's been hard to find that quiet time with the Lord. It's been hard to find the quiet time in His Word. I miss church so much, as I'm sure that all of you do too as well. I am excited here in North Carolina. The churches are reopened, so I am planning to go to church this Sunday. So Lord willing, we'll all be able to be back with our church family soon. So I'm so thankful to be with you guys. I'm sorry to go ramble on and on. I just wanted to give you that quick update, and then we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Okay, sorry about that. A phone call came through. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you together, your sons and your daughters, and I just ask that you would clear our minds, especially mine. Hold on 1 second. I apologize. Hold on. I apologize, everyone. That was my boss calling. Father, I'm sorry for the interruption. We come back to you now and just ask that you would definitely re-clear our minds and just let us focus in on you and this powerful tool of prayer that you've given us. And I just ask that with each person on this call, you would please clear their minds as well, Father. And I just, I lift each and every person to you. I lift each and every marriage to you, Father, our children, our nation, our elderly, Father. There are just so many things, Father. I do have just some praise and thanksgiving to you for the people who have gotten their unemployment, Father, those who have been able to return to their jobs. The businesses that have been able to reopen at this point, Father, and I just ask that you would please help these business owners that they could come back to work and that their businesses would be able to regain ground and stay in business, Father, and that each one of us on this call, that our jobs too would either come back full force. If anyone has lost their job, Father, I just ask that you would give them a new job, Father. I just lift up the children as they are still trying to finish out the school year remotely. And I know for me personally, there's children in my family who are struggling with that, that were strong students making very good grades and now with the remote learning, it has been very, very difficult and grades have fallen. So I just lift up each child associated with every single person on this prayer call and anyone who listens in the future. My dear friends who, and those on this call that possibly are separated right now and their spouses are far away. And there was already that loneliness factor, Father. And then this season comes along where we're even more put into kind of solitary confinement. I just ask that you would give those who are feeling extra lonely right now an extra dose of comfort, an extra reminder that you are close, that you are near. You will bring good out of this in the end, and just help us to keep our eyes focused on you and in your word and to rest in your promises, Father. I just ask that you, of course, would continue to pull this pandemic, this virus away from us, Father. And please allow this country and this world to return to some type of normalcy. I just pray for those who are suffering with this virus right now in the hospitals, Father. Those who are in quarantine right now, that you would heal them quickly. And I just I pray for the churches. Once they open again, Father, I just ask that people that really had not gone to church before, that they would just flood into the church buildings after this time, seeking you, seeking answers, seeking comfort. I hope that after all of this, you will allow us to see all the good that you will be able to bring out of this tragedy, Father, this very difficult season, this season of loss. Help us to continue to trust you. Help us to continue to seek you. Help us to continue to not only lift up our voices to you in prayer, but also in praise and worship, Father. Even though it's much different to praise and worship you alone in our homes at times or just with our, you know, family members, we miss being in that church building with all of our church family, just lifting our voices to you all together. Thank you so much for the ability to get online and to still hear our pastors teaching and still hear our worship team singing in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to also help us to listen, help us to pray, help us to be in the word, and then help us just to be calm and just listen for you and your direction and your voice and your encouragement. Stir the Holy Spirit inside of us just to give us that extra comfort from the Comforter, the one that you sent to live inside of us to comfort us. I ask you for your guidance and your direction for each and every one of us, Father, and whatever specific situations are going on right now in each person's life, in their family, in their marriage, in their day-to-day living situation. I ask that you would be with meetings with attorneys. I ask you to be with doctor's appointments, Father. Go with each individual that has a doctor's appointment. I just ask that you would be so present and that it would just be so tangible to us, feeling your presence as we go to these different things, the doctor's appointments that are virtual, be with us for those, as it's so odd to talk to your doctor on the computer and not be able to be inside of the office and just have that normal routine of a medical appointment, a checkup. And I just ask that you would guide and direct our president and our government, Father. Please protect us, Father. I think there is certain areas that we just need your protection. We need your protection, Father. Protect our rights, protect our freedoms. And I just am definitely in Jesus' name asking for your continued protection as we go through this time where many things have been taken up from us temporarily, Father, in Jesus' name. So we look forward to the day that you give all of those things back to us, Father, and you renew us and you strengthen us and you reconcile us. And I'm just going to thank you and praise you right now for that day to come. I just thank you and praise you, and we love you very much, and thank you for sending Jesus to die for us, Father. I just thank you and praise you for each and every person on this call, Father, and I just ask that you'd speak to each one of us personally and intimately, Father. Just let us hear your voice in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Again, I'm sorry for being a minute late, working remotely and having things come up at the last minute is definitely challenging, but I have been thinking of you all so much and hope that you're all doing well. Until next time.